by the end of the game, that seemed to be exactly what you guys needed, and a much different game than you played on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, we practiced well during the week. We had some tough practices, especially Thursday. You know, guys really did a good job of coming back to work this week. You know, in certain phases we started slowly, Brian. You're probably right about that, you know, offensively. But I thought defensively we played a good football game all the way through until that last drive. You know, that last drive wasn't very good. But other than that, played a heck of a football game on defense. And I think offensively we were opportunistic with the field position that we were given. You know, we need more touchdowns in the red zone. We can't come away with field goals all the time there. And then I thought, I thought for the most part we got great kicking from Randy and Shane, and that helped the field position too. So I think it was a great team win. Give Tennessee credit. They played tough. It was a good, real good team win for us. I thought Clowney, went in there and had a number of plays. I think there's probably some plays he wishes he had back, but overall I thought he gave good effort. I saw him chasing some things down there at the end of the game, and looked like he was moving well. We'll have to watch a tape to see exactly how he did, John, but I was pleased to see him out there.
What'd you think of Arian
Foster? He's a heck of a running back. I mean, he makes a lot of yards because of his vision. He sets up blocks well. He has great instincts. He's good in the passing game. You know, it's all the things I've said from day one with him. He's tough. He's a big back. You know, he's hard to tackle. So he had a whale of a football game.
You talked about his vision a couple times where he changed direction.
Yeah, a couple of those. That touchdown run he had there, going towards our locker room, he made a great cut on that, and then he was able to make one extra cut and really get the ball north and south. That's what he has a good – He has a really good ability to get the ball north and south after his first cut. You know, it's hard to I always tell Charles London that's great coaching.
How much credit do you give to the offensive line?
Give a lot of credit to those guys. They practiced well this week. They knew that they needed to play well to establish a new line of scrimmage today, protect well. I thought for the most part they protected pretty decently. We gave up some pressures there, a couple sacks there that, we had worked on, and we have to do a better job there. But overall, I thought the offensive line played a good football game.
Those sacks, 10 in 2 weeks, is that how
many? Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, maybe, probably, John, there's a couple there that where he needs to throw the ball away, certainly at the end of the half there where he took it when we kicked the field goal. He needs to throw that one away. But, it's a combination of quarterback, line, running back, tight end. Tight end gave up a couple pressures today. So we really have to work hard at that, because looking ahead now to Philly, they have a great defensive front that puts a lot of pressure on a quarterback. So we got to do a better job there. Yeah, I did.
Which was?
I saw him do a good job out there doing his assignments.
Talk about Ryan's play on that 98-yard drive. He made a couple big third downs.
He did.
So just overall, just being able to finally get in the next group.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty consistent today, and that was good to see. I thought that drive was a great drive for our offense. We were pinned back there on the punt there that rolled, and we drove it 98 yards, had some key third down conversions where he made some good throws, had some good chunk plays in that drive, some stopper routes to DeAndre Hopkins. Just did an overall really good job running the ball there. He directed the offense well. We got in a good tempo there. That's how we need to play. That was a good example of how we need to play the game.
Bill, about a month ago, Arian was dealing with a hamstring injury, and, about two games he didn't really play. How impressive have you been this four-game run? He's at 100-plus yards. I mean, he's obviously key in your guys' offense.
Yeah, I mean, he's an important part of the offense. I think he has a pretty good idea what he can and can't do during a week. We talk a lot, he and I, about, how much he can practice. Usually with guys like him and Andre, those guys, we give them maybe Wednesday, a little bit lighter load on Wednesday, and then Thursday they ramp it up, and then Friday kind of taper it down, especially during this time of the year, and he's done that, and I think that's helped him. That kind of work week has really helped him, so hopefully we'll continue to be able to do that with him.
Can you talk about J.J. Watt, what you did?
Yeah, JJ, he affects the game on every play. You have to go back and watch the film. To maybe in the offseason we can all get together, and sit down and watch some tape, and I'll show you. You want to do that?
Be great.
Yeah. What, you want to give me a date on that?
Your call.
No, I think JJ does a great job of affecting the game on every play. It's not always sacks. It's not always it's just his presence and the way that he plays the game and the running game and the passing game. He affects it on every play.
You like what you saw from
team last week on special teams, but he and Mike Muhammad building great today for Brian Cushing.
Yeah, I thought those guys, you know, that's the type of league it is. You know, you have, you know, injuries happen, and so the next guy has to be able to step up and play. And I think Mike Muhammad, Akeem Dent, those are good examples of guys that came in there and did a good job for us today.
Which coach determines when Clowney goes in there?
Which coach determines that? We talk about that before all week, and then we finalize it the night before the game how we're going to use him. So it's by package.
Okay, so during the game.
It's by package, so we keep a play count on them, and basically I'm in charge of that.
And you said one of the important things was conditioning and cutting.
Yeah.
Did you seem tired?
I think that it's hard to say that he would be in tip-top football condition coming back off of, you know, having missed all that time. So I think he needs work in that area, be able to get back in condition. I think he was, you know, just judging by the nature of the game and what he had to do, he looked like he was able to cut and do those things. But I think football conditioning is something he probably has to really work on.
Bill, you mentioned
only because he's missed so much time.
Was the way he used him at all a function of needing to give Brooks Reed a little bit of rest also that they learned
him? I would say maybe it had a little bit to do with that, Tanya, but I'd say probably overall it was more by package. You know, we have like four or five packages in the game, and JD was a part of two of them. And a lot of those involved situations during the game that maybe had to do with pass rush or 2 minute or third down or something like that. So it had more to do with what type of package we were using, and that's when JD would go in the game.
So could you address the decision on Cushing today?
Yeah, you know, I think he woke up this morning, and we talked a lot during the week, and he really wanted to be able to go today. But I think this morning when we met there at at breakfast or whatever, you know, it was a decision that, look, I need to rest this thing and not go today. And he and I are very much on the same page on that. He'll be in there tomorrow getting treatment, and he'll work very hard to be there for Philly.
How do you feel last point, guys, forward to break? You know, you're beating the teams you should beat.
Yeah.
Now you got a tough one coming in. Are you happy with your progress at this point?
No, I wish we were better. But we are what our record says we are. I mean, we are. We're 4-14. But I think we lost. You know, give credit to the teams that beat us. I mean, they beat us, no question about it. But you know, the close games were ones where we felt like if we had not turned the ball over as much, or you know, done a little bit better on third down, or been able to make a play in critical situations, maybe we had won those games. But you know, we didn't. So we're 4-4, and there's a lot of football left. And you know, that was a division win, which is important, very, very important, and it's really good to win. It's really good to win.